Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we are pleased to welcome to our program from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Melissa Stabner. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well today.
Yes, I am. And how about you?
I am doing very well. Thank you for asking, and thanks for joining us on the program today. We appreciate it with you. We know we're going to be talking about 4-H, and I also know that summer and fall, pretty busy times for 4-H. What kind of activities does the Yadkin 4-H plan to be involved in now? What's going on now?
We just wrapped up summer, and we had a very busy summer like most 4-H agents around the state do. One event that we had this year was our District Activity Day, where we hosted the 20 counties that are in our district for an all-day-long event that youth were involved in doing presentations, public speaking, fashion review, a talent program. And that was a very successful program with just under 400 people attending.
Wow.
And about 125 youth involved in the different activities.
In other words, a very big deal.
It is a big deal, and you being... There's 20 counties in our district. You only host it once every 20 years.
Wow.
So that's a big thing to undertake, and I sure do appreciate we have to call in all of our volunteers and community people to help us support that program.
Sure.
And we were very fortunate to have our extension staff there and many of the volunteers that are involved in the other aspects of cooperative extension there to help out and promote and help the young people here in Yadkin County.
It's always neat. You can count on an extension to help participate in any events like that. So you guys are really a good family there to do that sort of thing.
You said it, and that was just the most correct word, family. We all work together, and I am so fortunate here in Yadkin County to have other agents that genuinely enjoy working with young people and help promote the program and help me to reach out and reach more children. One of the programs that we just finished up this week was our Environmental Field Day for all the sixth grade students here in Yadkin County.
Mm-hmm.
We hosted it down at the Yadkin County Park behind the YMCA. And that's where the children rotate through a series of stations related to environmental science. Some of them were soils, plants, forestry, conservation, wildlife, and bees. They get about 20 minutes of hands-on experience in those different areas. And it's so important that we educate our youth, both in 4-H and those in public school, about the importance of taking care of our environment.
And I know there is, for me, and I know a lot of people the same way, there is no substitute for learning better than hands-on. When you can do things hands-on, it's very helpful.
It is, and this directly correlates to what the teachers are instructing in the classroom with these young people, and then they get a chance to get out to a beautiful outdoor classroom at the park. We had gorgeous weather and wonderful presenters that were part of Yadkin County Cooperative Extension. We also had the Yadkin County Forest Service Soil and Water involved, NRCS, the Yadkin County beekeepers, and also we had a wildlife biologist from the state come. So it really is just a wonderful experience for these young people and for the teachers to have the opportunity to enrich what they do in the classroom.
Our guest is Melissa Stabner, a 4-H agent with the Cooperative Extension Service in Yadkin County. And we talked you some great summer programs that you've had. And now as we ease our way into the fall, what do you have with the Yadkin 4-H coming up in the fall?
Okay, as you know, a lot of the 4-H'ers are involved with the livestock program. They'll be showing their livestock at the fairs, the Dixie Classic Fair and State Fair. In addition to that, in the fall, I do school enrichment programs where I actually go into the schools and teach young people. We've already got a group of young people doing the embryology program where they, second graders, learn about the life cycle of a baby chick by hatching out eggs in the classroom and learning all of the different components of that.
Wow, second graders.
That's an exciting program for second grade children to really be involved in. Additionally, we have what's called the Steps to Health program. That's a third grade program. We'll be starting in the fall this year. It's a program we've done in previous years, and we're pushing it back from after the first of the year to start it in the fall so that the kids can really get the information about making healthy choices and wise decisions and start working on their knowledge about nutrition and mm-hmm. how to be healthy.
How important is it for you, Melissa, and 4-H to work with the school system to work with the youth and the programs in school?
Working and getting the opportunity to do these types of program really expands our contact with young people. You know, we have different components of the 4-H program where we have clubs out in the community. We do summer fun programs, camps, but the opportunity to get in and reach children, for instance, at a whole grade level is very, very important. You know, so I appreciate the opportunity. I think our teachers here in the county are doing a wonderful job educating our young people. But if I can help provide some additional assistance and some resources for them to help reach more children and educate them, I think that's just a great opportunity.
Absolutely. You have other programs you're doing with the youth in the school?
I will do a program called Color Me Healthy, which is geared towards the pre-K area. And additionally in that, I am going to start a program trying to work with several of the after schools, doing a spin-off of the Steps to Health program in the after school environment. So that's going to be something new that I'm targeting to reach more children that are in the after school programs here in Yadkin County.
Great. Our guest is Melissa Stabner, 4-H agent with the Cooperative Extension in Yadkin County. We're talking 4-H, of course. And now, if you could, Melissa, talk to us about the importance of 4-H and how it builds leadership and help folks feel good about being a part of the community. Let's talk about those skills that they learn in 4-H.
4-H does a really great job providing the opportunity to gain leadership, citizenship skills. A lot of our programs utilize our older youth to help teach our younger youth. That's certainly a very positive way for our older youth to gain leadership skills. We have them be responsible to teach and guide the younger people coming up in the program. And again, it's a hands-on opportunity for them to sharpen and develop their leadership skills. Community is an important thing. We all know that if young people get engaged and are involved in community activities at a younger age, they're going to be the people that as adults will be your volunteers. We try to provide a lot of opportunities in our program. Some of them included writing military mail. I think that's really important to recognize what our service people do for us.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it's one of those things that it's hands-on. They actually write Christmas cards and letters to the soldiers, and then we send them down east to the base, and they distribute them to the soldiers that are away from home during the holiday season. Additionally, one of the things that we're getting ready to gear up for, and I know a lot of people in Yadkin County are involved in, is Operation Christmas Child, where the children actually pack a shoebox for a child. And these are things that kids get hands-on doing, so it is a wonderful opportunity for them to learn how fortunate they are and to help others.
Well, 4-H is such a strong and positive program for the youth, and you guys do great work. Melissa, you do incredible work. I know you stay busy year-round with it, and we thank you for all your work. Also, thank you for your time sharing it with us. If folks want to find out more about it, maybe be involved with you and with 4-H, how can they contact you, Melissa?
We are located in a new facility at the Surrey Community College campus. It's on Agricultural Way Road there in Yadkinville.
Yep.
Our telephone number is 336-679-2061. And I'm always looking for young people interested in being involved in the 4-H youth program and also volunteers. You don't have to make a long-term commitment. We have opportunities if you just have a short period of time that you want to be involved or a specific thing that you may be interested in helping educate young people about. We're always looking for volunteers to work with our program.
Terrific. You do great work. Thank you for your time today. And always, Melissa Stabner with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks a lot. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension today right here on WIFM.
Farm Bureau members, join Yadkin County Farm Bureau at the Alpha and Omega Corn Maze for Farm Bureau Members Night on Thursday, September 22nd, 4 to 9. Alpha and Omega Corn Maze is at 1105 Cheek Road in Hamptonville. Farm Bureau members will enjoy $5 admission, bounce pillow, corn box, cannonball pipe slide, and don't forget the 6-acre corn maze featuring the Farm Bureau Yadkin logo. Concession stand will be open and serving up delicious treats. Members must present their Farm Bureau membership card at the gate for the discounted admission, or you can stop by the Farm Bureau offices in Yadkinville, Jonesville, and East Bend to purchase your admission wristband for the whole family. For more info, visit YadkinValleyCornMaze.com or call 336-679-8858. And don't forget, the Alpha and Omega Corn Maze is a great spot for your next school field trip, group outing, birthday parties, family reunions, or weddings.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.